listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Recording this on the evening of Monday Night Football, September 26, 2022. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all about covering all things K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Folks, real quick, the women's basketball schedule came, well, actually the conference schedule came out earlier today, and folks, they will begin their 27th season of the Big 12 play on the same day as the men. Yes, the men, they're going to be, actually, they're going to be in Texas. The women's team, anyways, they're going to be taking on Texas. They're in their league opener on New Year's Eve. So it looks like basketball is going to end 2022 with a couple of basketball games. I know K-State men's are here, I believe. I have to double check that. But today, K-State women's team will be in Texas to end 2022. How about that for them as well? So that's huge. This is going to be the first time since January, going back to January 5th, 2000, in which Kansas State will face Texas to open up the league season. So remember, Texas eliminated K-State a year ago in the Big 12 tournament, if you remember that. There as well, Texas swept, if I remember correctly, the season series and then beat them in the quarterfinal there in the Big 12 tournament a year ago in Kansas City in a competitive game there as well. So, and again, keep this in mind. It's been a while since we talked women's basketball. They're without their star player, Ayoka Lee, for the rest of the year for this upcoming season. She will be back next season, but huge loss. So definitely this is going to be must-see to see. Well, they're going to be a few games in, but this is going to be their first Big 12 conference match, and it's going to be interesting to see how this K-State team adapts without their star player, without 5-0 under the basket doing her thing down there. So that's a big game right off the bat there as well. And then they got to turn around and play. Well, actually, no. They conclude their Big 12. So they're going to start with Texas and end Rams Coliseum with Texas. So how about that? So Texas bookends the conference play for the women's basketball team under head coach Jeff Mitty, who over the summer got his extension to 2 years here in Manhattan, Kansas with the women's basketball team as well. Some games to keep a note with a homestand. Well, actually, let's just roll with how did I get down there? So they'll start there with Texas, and then they'll play three of the next four in Bramlage, including a two-game homestand with Oklahoma State and West Virginia. There, I think that's going to be the first full week of January there as well. Me and Ash will definitely talk about that. I'm going to bounce around a little bit because I kind of want to save this because me and Alex did redo a couple of shows with the volleyball and soccer teams about the schedule as well. And of course, K-State will have to go on the road for a key stretch, which includes Baylor in there, TCU as well. And then, of course, the second half of the season, the Big 12 season anyways, K-State will play 4 out of 6 here at home in Bramlage Coliseum. And then that's going to be followed also, if you go back a little bit, they're going to be at home for a two-game stand with Oklahoma, followed by Baylor. And that, and speaking of Oklahoma, that's where Gabby, oh man, now I'm, Gabby Gregory. Yes, Gabby Gregory, who transferred over here from Oklahoma, that's going to be a big game for her as well. And of course, to wrap it all up, of course, the 2023 Phillips 66 Big 12 Women's Basketball Championships will be back at the same place it was last year, back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City there, March 9th through the 12th there, this upcoming spring as well. So right now, general admission tickets for here in Bramlage Coliseum is going to start, according to K-State Sports, com. The information there is $30. Or actually, $30 for football. And then you got men's basketball season ticket holders will get it. Wait, hold on. That's going to be insane. That's with the season ticket holders for basketball. They're $50 for the public there. And then there's going to be obviously your four-pack of $120. And the Wildcat four-packs are available for less than $2 a game. For you can find more information on that, kstatesports.com/tickets. And, of course, head coach Jeff Mini will lead the team again. Big milestone moment. He is one win away from hitting the 600 win mark in college basketball. There, he's going to be entering his 32nd career coaching here as well. And I believe this will be his 10th year here in Manhattan. Are you kidding me? I know I've said this before, but it don't feel like that long. But wow, time flies when you're winning basketball games and having fun as well. So we'll talk, me and Alex, I want to save it maybe for this week's second show as well. This is too much for one show. That's why, again, we're doing two shows this week. Obviously, with the episode 122, we'll focus solely on K-State football and Big 12 play. And then episode 123, we'll go around the horn with K-State, with the rest of K-State athletics. Of course, men's basketball, women's basketball, and such as well. We'll be definitely talking about that. So definitely, this is the week to subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. We're going to talk all things K-State. This is the staple of the podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You don't want to miss it. So K-State's women's basketball schedule is official, and it all begins New Year's Eve for the women's basketball team, unlike the men's team. Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it on this edition of PPBD, edition of the show, Eddie Greer. And make sure you continue to spread the word out there. If you know K-State fans near you, or you live in Kansas City, and you know K-State fans that love their sports, make sure you turn them to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! You have been listening to another daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast.